Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have some stories from me, from my series, Does This Happen to You? On Chanillo. That's C-H-A-N-N-I-L-L-O, the place to go if you love to read series. And here is JJ and Chris Do Agility. Eddie, the part lab, part something smaller than a lab, slobbers over his handler as he waits impatiently for his turn. Once instructed to go, he scrambles over the ramp, leaps over the jump, and gallops through the tunnel as fast as his stubby legs will go. There must be a little bulldog in there somewhere. He's so jubilant, when he exits the tunnel, he just keeps on going. JJ and I watch as he completes two laps around the training area. On his third blast by us, still grinning ear to ear, his handler finally corrals him. Our instructor reminds her to be ready when Eddie tears out of the tunnel. You see, we're supposed to be ready and direct our dogs to the next obstacle. We're all in training, dog and human. Eddie just loves to go fast. The obstacles, including the teeter-totter and weaving poles, are simply part of the fun. Keeping up with him runs his handler ragged. JJ is a bit of an old soul, a thoughtful dog, not one to take risks. I hope to boost his confidence with agility class. He graduated from level 1 after only a couple classes. In level 2 agility, JJ finds the tighter weaving poles and the teeter-totter a challenge. 50% of the dogs in the class consider that teeter-totter unsafe and jump off as soon as it moves. But JJ is the only one refusing to squeeze between the poles. I, his handler, cannot remember which hand to hold the leash in. I'm thrilled when I get to lay the leash down at the beginning and take him through the obstacles without it. I, his handler, constantly hold treats in the wrong hand, or upside down when they're supposed to go right side up. For the poles, success depends on keeping your hand inverted with the treat on their nose as you pull them through. Wait, that's wrong. Maybe your hand isn't inverted. You get the picture. JJ flounders at the poles and the teeter-totter, and I flounder at treat and leash holding. We're both really good at the jumps, table, dog walk, ramp, and tunnel. However, moving up to level 3 agility requires mastery of the teeter-totter and poles and keeping my right and left hand straight. Oh boy, we may be stuck here for a while. And here is JJ, Fred, and Bob. Unexpectedly, JJ and I graduated to agility level 3. His graduation from level 2 surprised me since he still refuses the teeter-totter. He exits that thing the moment it shifts. Last Friday, it was half a class, just JJ, Fred, and Bob. Unable to remember the handler names, I identify only by their dog's name. Their dogs are the interesting part of the class anyway. Half a class is valuable because we score more time on the course. Half a group is formidable because the dogs tire quicker. Fred possesses a Shih Tzu head, Chihuahua body, and Bull Terrier legs. Not cute, but adept at the obstacles, he's all of 15 pounds and enjoys the envious position of being carried when fatigued. Bob is humongous, a German Shepherd weighing 95 pounds. Bob is one of the reasons Fred spends a lot of time in his handler's arms. If Bob on a rampage hit Fred, there would be carnage. And Bob runs amok. Released from his leash, ignoring the obstacles, he gallops around the space. Anyone getting close triggers, "Catch me if you can," and neither instructor nor handler can. The only command Bob responds to is "down." The command issued, Bob is on the floor and under control once again. Everyone breathes a sigh of relief as King Kong is back in his chains. Studious JJ quietly completes each obstacle, except the teeter. That thing is our trial. He expects and receives a treat with each course completion. If he notices Fred or Bob receiving goodies, he then pleads for a tidbit too. I inform him he's done nothing to deserve a sweet while waiting his turn. In return, I receive a poor, starving dog look, a nose shove at the goodie bag around my waist, and a paw on my thigh. 25 minutes into the 50-minute class, JJ feels the effects. Instead of moving up the line to his seat, he heads for the outside gate. I position him for the course, consisting of a ramp, tunnel, table, jump, and dog walk. I ask him to go, begin the course. But he remains sitting, staring at me. A dog on strike. Not pleased, I failed to notice his burnout. The strike soon spreads to Bob, who romps off course once more. Fred is the last to feel the effects. He refuses to jump on the table, though it's only 2 inches off the ground. He skips the pole weave entirely and scampers to the teeter-totter where abundant treats await. Fred's priority is crumb cleanup of the obstacle area anyway, and now it's his obsession. JJ, Bob, and Fred rule. Their class is finished. And here is my dog is an actor. I got an acting role offer through a Facebook post. To be more accurate, my dog JJ landed an acting role through my Facebook post. We just graduated from Agility 2, which earned us a picture. JJ is very photogenic, lots more than me. Proud of JJ and myself, I posted the picture on Facebook. I'm an actor, so most of my Facebook friends are fellow actors, directors, and producers. A recent connection is a director looking to cast a dog in a short film, and she loves the picture of JJ. She messages me, asking if JJ is an actor. I pause. JJ is an obedient, very serious, super smart pooch. We taught him to stay, sit, and lay down as a puppy. He bypassed obedience classes, going directly into Agility 1. But he's never acted, and I have no on-camera experience with dogs. I'm not sure either of us is experienced enough for this. But JJ needs challenges, and I love working with him in Agility. What the heck, we go for it. JJ accepts the role, or to be more specific, I accept the role of Brutus for him. The director expects a headshot, action shots, and a bio from JJ. Jack provides the headshot since he's the photographer, and I type up a short bio. The action shots will wait until after the holidays. Luckily, the film shoot is not until early spring. There are no classes for dog actors in this area. JJ and I have our work cut out for us. A search for doggy actor classes turns up training suggestions. Our local trainer offers trick classes, a recommended training for doggy actors. Other suggestions include training to follow hand signals and instructions while off-leash. Heck, tricks are all off-leash. I sign up JJ and me for our first tricks class in early January 2017. It's going to be fun for me and JJ. I just need to convince him of that. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.